Episode 1912, Rejoice Always.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How is your weekend going so far? Well, maybe you're experiencing a few tight quarters. We'll take a deep breath. It's Sweet Spirit Sunday, and on top of that, it is Palm Sunday. There's not a better day than now to have a deep reflection with God. How is your relationship? Where are you going? And what are you doing right now? Well, let's rejoice always. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. That was 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18. As you know, today is Palm Sunday. Not many believers would have fathomed this is how we would be spending Passion Week, leading up to Easter. But I want you to think back. Go back in time, way before you were thought of here, at least from your mom's perspective. Think back to when Jesus was preparing for what was to come. His crucifixion. I want to read from you from Mark 11, verses 1 through 9. I won't read all of it, but I want to give you a highlight of what it says. It says, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord needs it and will send it back here shortly.' So they went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, 'What are you doing untying that colt?' They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the ground, while others spread branches that had been cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, 'Hosanna.'" There was a celebration, wasn't there? Prior to the days that changed the world. Rejoice always. Hosanna. You may look at your circumstances and see what you don't have. Dr. Roland Bingham, one of three founders of Sudan Interior Mission, was a man of faith. His faith was rooted in God, and his goodness was exercised in practical everyday experiences. But when Dr. Bingham was about 60 years old, he was seriously injured in an automobile accident. After he regained consciousness in the hospital, he asked the nurse what he was doing there. "Be quiet," she replied. "You've been in an accident." "Accident? An accident?" Dr. Bingham exclaimed. "There are no accidents in the life of a Christian. This is an incident, and God has a purpose." Rejoice always. Looking back in history, way far back, before, yes, your mom even thought about you, there was a celebration of Jesus' coming, him entering Jerusalem, all leading up to what would be the worst days for him and the best for us in the long run. You know Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Have you asked God lately what his purpose for your life is in your current situation? Or are you playing the blame game with God and everyone else? You know, if you were to rewind and go back 3 weeks, a month and a half, you might be looking at things a lot differently than you are right now in this moment, April 5th of 2020. You might be saying, "I never thought I would ever see something. I remember reading things in history books. But us to experience this, it seems surreal. In fact, that word doesn't even do it justice. Are you talking to God? Are you connecting with Him? Heart, soul, mind, body, spirit? Or are you just living your life trying to do everything under your own control? And then when things don't work out, you're playing the blame game. You're blaming God. You're blaming the dog. You may be even blaming the refrigerator. We do and say stupid things. We really do. But you got to remember, we're to walk by faith, not by sight. That's 2 Corinthians 5:7. Our vision is limited to the immediate hurdles we confront daily. We can't see beyond that. We can pretend to have this supervision where you go up and you think, okay, I want a helicopter view, or I want that beautiful hot air balloon view. It sounds great, but in reality, we only see as far as what is in front of us. A hurdle, a celebration, but it's got to be right in front of us. Now, you can assume the position and consider that the world is against you, relying only on your own strength and your own knowledge to get you through the accident, the circumstance, the situation, or even the incident. However, know that God has gone before you. Ask Him, what is the purpose in where I stand? What are you wanting me to learn? Take a different posture to where you sit or where you stand. Your blame, His purpose. How will you respond? I want to leave you with the verse, Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. His purpose is yours to claim. You are loved. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed Palm Sunday. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.